Welcome to the Spirit School of Ministry podcast, where we discuss discipleship in your everyday life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spirit School of Ministry podcast. Today, I have to my left the illustrious, incredible, magnificent Pastor Bob.
Yes. Weighing in at...
I don't know what your weight would be. Yeah, so, let's not talk in the blue corner. And then to my right, the incredible, the incomparable, my brother, Pastor David Lean.
235.
235? Weighing in at 235. Yes.
No shame. Awesome. No shame.
I think I'm heavier than him.
We've got a heavyweight bout for you today. I love the topic. It's actually a heavyweight topic.
Okay.
Even though he is light as a feather.
Ooh, the Chabad.
Today we are talking about the Holy Spirit, aka the Holy Ghost, aka the Comforter, and so many more names. David, why don't you kick us off? What are some of the names of the Holy Spirit?
Oh man, he's the breath of God. He's the spirit of life. He's the spirit of wisdom, spirit of counsel, spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Father, the spirit of Jesus. He's fire. He's a river of living waters. He's the wine of the new covenant.
Yeah, come on.
The advocate. He's the comforter. He's the paraclete, the one alongside. He's the help. He's probably more. He's the endless Holy Spirit. The eternal Spirit.
He is.
The eternal Spirit.
Wow.
That's a good one to end on. There's probably more. All you biblical scholars are like, you forgot the spirit of inspiration, or the spirit of revelation, or the spirit of wisdom. There's a couple more. Okay, they'll keep coming.
That's in. All of them.
Days. But he's got a lot of titles, though, because he deserves them.
Yeah. Of those, what's your favorite? Just if you had to pick one today. I know there's a lot.
Man. Okay, I thought of another one that is actually my favorite from 1 Peter 4:14. He's the spirit of glory and grace. And he rests on those that are persecuted for sharing the gospel. And when you get rejected for sharing your faith, you'll experience him in such a way of power and strength and boldness that you didn't have, that's a glorious grace that he comes upon. You know, so I just want to encourage somebody out there to take a step and share your faith, because the Spirit has anointed you with power for witness. And even when you get thrown out and you get cast out, he's going to comfort you and give you the grace to keep going. And he's going to put a glory on you that's going to make you stand out, even from your coworkers or from your students or whoever you're sharing with. You're going to stand out in a powerful way because of his help that he gives you.
That's awesome. Mm. Wow. This is an inspiring and imparting episode already. Mm. It's one of my favorite things when you start talking about his nature and his names, and it just he starts to show himself. Yeah. Wow. Of those names, Dad, that David rattled off, I was like, hey, how about a couple names? He went,
I always, I think primarily when I think about him or engage him, I think of him as guide.
Okay.
Oh, love it.
That's, and he'll lead us into all truth or into him, Jesus Christ. And so I just love that about him. He's the one that introduces you to Jesus to begin with, and then he's the one that continues to develop the relationship with the Father and the Son and himself.
Right.
So he's a guide that will lead us. And I just love that part about him. I there's nothing, like I said, when, as soon as someone asks me about Holy Spirit, that's the first thing I think about him.
His guide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guide. And I, what I also wanted to say is that, especially I like to start like right on the right foot, because a lot of times people deal with Holy Spirit like an it.
Yeah.
It makes me a little crazy when they start that.
The life force.
The life force.
Right. Yes.
I just go, wait, he's the person. He's the person of Christ. He's a cool guy.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's the Bob Bible. By the way. Cool guy.
We need that full version.
Yeah,
the full version of the Bob Bible.
Yeah.
The whole way that's coming.
Yeah. But it's so good to actually relate to your friend.
I love it.
Right. As a person and not an it.
Yeah.
That's some spiritual spooky mist that's coming in. And you know, yeah, I know he's the fire of God, but you know what? You have friends that have fire.
Sure.
Right. And
sure.
So, I mean, when you meet them or they're in, or they are, I don't know, excited, not just excited about something, but they're engaging something, they engage it with fire.
Yeah.
Like their personality is there, and they And they actually activate you and with their enthusiasm, not just their enthusiasm, although those are nice words,
right?
But they inspire you,
right?
Which he is. Holy Spirit is an inspirer.
That's right.
So so everything about him, this guide inspiring, he's so connected to our life to take our lives out of just the rut of just hanging out and just waiting,
right?
You know, or being so focused on stuff like in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, I got some great stuff for you.
Right.
I got some good news and great news. And like, I have things for you to share with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he's very personal to me. Yeah. I guess that's a,
You can't commune with a force.
No.
And we're supposed to have the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right.
I was going to ask you, Jeremiah, what your favorite title is.
Yeah.
So two came to mind as we've been talking. One, the promise.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or he could be called the seal. But he is the promise of eternal life. He's the down payment for what Jesus did for us on the cross.
Yeah.
And Jesus left, right? He said, I must go so another can become, and I'll pray the Father and send him to you. And he's speaking of the Holy Spirit. And then Lord left, and then, you know, day of Pentecost comes, and here comes the Holy Spirit, like tongues of fire upon people. He said, he'll be with you and in you, which is the most exciting part. That's treasure in earthen vessels. And so when he's in us, that is incredible, because again, he goes everywhere with us.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our job, we'll probably touch on this a little more later, but is to like release him, if you will, to yield to him. That's kind of one of the number one things.
Good.
But I love the seal, you know, and learning that this is the down payment. God said, you're my son and I redeemed you on the cross, but I'm going to give you a down payment on eternal life by giving you this gift.
I love that. Well, when you say seal, I think he's the guarantee.
Right.
Right. He's like the stamp.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, olden days, people had their stamp. Mm-hmm. That they put on something, and that was a guarantee to get you in and through pretty difficult places, because that seal represented the king,
right?
And so and it was his seal.
Yeah.
And so I love that about Holy Spirit. He's like, he's that. So I love when you say that
he actually creates us in Christ Jesus, and he puts the image of God back on us. And so you know, the image of God that was stamped on us is his likeness. In the Garden of Eden, and it was tainted. It was actually warped through our sin.
Mm.
And so without the Holy Spirit, our salvation isn't complete, because he comes and he heats us up, that wax that was all that was all warped.
Yeah.
He heats us up again with his fire. He baptizes us in fire.
Yeah.
And then he can stamp on us fresh the image of Jesus. And so it says that we're created, and the new self is created in the likeness of God and true righteousness and holiness.
Right.
That's his work to regenerate us and make us true sons.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, I'm still a sinner and I'm still kind of not in the image of God and I'm working on some stuff.
Right.
You've actually been fully made into the likeness
of
the Son of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
I love it.
So that seal is critical. That's the grounds of our assurance, that you're like, he's made me his own.
Right.
He's recreated me.
Right.
I'm a new creation.
Yeah.
You know, of course he's going to complete the work he began.
Yeah.
That's one of the things he does, is finishes the work as well as completing it, or as starting it. Right.
Right.
So,
he that started a good work in you is faithful to complete it.
We'll do it.
Thank God. God is a completionist.
He's a finisher.
He finishes.
He's a finisher.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I know this isn't biblically named, but he's like the former. Like, he's forming Christ in us.
He works. He lives in us to will and work for his good pleasure, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a former right from the beginning, right?
Uh-huh.
Right when when God's Spirit basically hovered over the earth, and then the forming began.
Yes.
Yeah. The pulling together. Yeah. So he's
word was spoken, and then Spirit took care of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Formed
took
it,
care of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know what's interesting, that when you talk about Holy Spirit, when we start to engage him like this, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen, but I notice it about myself, and I notice it in you guys. You smile.
Yeah.
Like he's joy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It doesn't really matter so much what you're going through in your own life at that moment.
Sure.
When you start to engage him and start to bring him, call him to remembrance, like we do Jesus,
amen.
Right? Mm. Like, all of a sudden you're like, he's welling up, right? Because, you know,
right.
Thank you. You know, it's peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
So yeah.
He like started, and it's the strangest thing. I've always noticed it, but today I was like, oh wow, it's right in front of me. It's because I find myself like when we talk about Holy Spirit for any length of time, my mouth hurt, my cheeks hurt, I'm smiling. Yeah, yeah. No, it's so funny.
It's true. It's
like, you got that Holy Spirit smile right now. No, yeah.
It's the strangest thing. I don't know, but he has that effect on us. Mm.
Well, he makes God real to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so without the Holy Spirit, all you have is a form. Mm-hmm. You have a wineskin that's not full of anything.
Yeah.
Sure. So when he comes in, you go, this is what makes it worth it. Yeah. You know, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you might as well just give up. You can't live as a Christian without him. So just, he's helping you keep going, but there's more he wants to bring into your life.
Yes.
What I just want to say is like, there's always more of him to experience and to be filled with. So you must be being filled with the Holy Spirit continually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to add, like, don't give up. Give in to the Holy Spirit, right? Yield. Keep going, but give in to him. Yield.
Give up your own way, you know?
Yeah. Well, hot tip, or we'll call that a fire tip. Like this is a fire take. How to let the Holy Spirit really move in your life? Give up. That's it. Give up rights to yourself.
Oh, I love it.
Dad, I want to ask you, what's one of the first what's one of the first instances where you had an interaction and that relationship with the Holy Spirit that you can remember? Might have been a while.
The first time I could actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. which was almost 48, 49 years, a long time ago. Okay. Yeah. I remember the strangest thing happening. I went home that evening and went to sleep, and in my sleep, Holy Spirit, you know, because I had been filled in it,
right.
Holy Spirit like was with me, visiting me in the strangest way. I could see myself preaching in places, which I didn't even know what preaching was at the time, to be honest with you. I was like not a God person.
Right.
And and I woke up that morning weeping with him.
Wow.
Like full on weeping, which had never happened to me ever. And praying in tongues. Hmm. Like just that's how it happened. And I was like, what is this? Right. You know, what's happening to me? You know?
Yeah.
And he was like he just invaded my life during that time. And I was fairly resistant to Holy Spirit.
Right.
And now I realize, like you guys were just joking about, it's like you actually have to invite him.
Yeah.
Into your life, right?
Yeah.
We receive Holy Spirit like we receive Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. You know, a lot of Christians have like no problem going, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then when it comes to Holy Spirit, the it,
right?
You know, they're like, oh, that's weird. Oh, and you pray in tongues. Oh, that's even stranger. Like, yeah, it's praying in tongues is a little strange, right? It's not of this. It doesn't work here, right? But it actually absolutely works here, but it worked.
We don't
get it. We are not, like Paul says, our understanding is totally unfruitful.
Mm.
We don't get it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to understand that Holy Spirit, like he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why I keep I'm smiling. My face is still hurting.
Yeah.
Because he's so good.
Yeah.
And we have to understand, like I was saying earlier, that he has to be welcomed, like beckoned to you in the fullness. Now, I realize that when you're saved, he's obviously in the process.
Right.
Right. Holy Spirit.
Sure.
You know, it's the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yeah.
Spirit, you know, I mean, he's there. Right.
Right.
But there should be a full acknowledgement of receiving him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where now, okay. And that receiving, all of a sudden, a whole bunch of other things open up.
Right.
Not only praying in tongues, but like a lot of the gifts of the Spirit, which most of the time I believe that Holy Spirit, like the men of old and women of old, he could move on people.
Right.
Because he was, like you said earlier, he's outside, now he's inside. In you. Right. Yeah, yeah. So he's habitating.
He was with them.
Right.
Yeah, or upon them, right?
Because you're the temple.
Yeah.
Now. So he's habitating rather than visiting.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
And so it's different. And so it's having a squatter instead of
The Holy Squatter.
The Holy Squatter.
That's not one of his names. Another new name.
Been given today.
Yeah.
But it's fun. The landlord. We should have fun.
He's the landlord.
He is the landlord.
He's great. Soul. Mm-hmm. He's great.
Yeah.
But that whole aspect of just receiving him, like,
that's really good.
Asking him into your life.
Yeah.
And also, I want to say it this way. As we grow in God or walk with him.
Right.
Like asking him more.
Yes.
Filling up of, right? Now, I know that sounds a little odd, but I believe we're actually asking him to take over more or inhabit more. I'm not exactly sure what kind of words I could put into that. You guys can.
I love it.
Young, you can come up with really great words. But there's you know what I mean? He's more infused into our life.
Yes.
Like we're opening up more areas where we're not afraid of him actually. And it's not so much taking over. It's him joining us.
Yes.
Like it's the craziest thing. He's joining us. And so like word of knowledge, word of wisdom, miracles, signs, wonders, you know, things, all sorts of stuff that comes with him and other things, administration and hospitality and all of this. The stuff that Holy Spirit is, you join him in it and you allow him to actually lead you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super
that's
good.
That guide thing again.
Where
that's where the guide part can
I love it.
Anyway.
Yeah. I just wanted to address everybody listening real quick, something that you said, Dad. I was thinking it right before you said it, and it was that asking for more. That asking for there to be an even greater impartation from Holy Spirit. So if there's anybody out there and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you pray in the Spirit or you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you can ask for more. You can yield to more. You can go further and deeper into this. And just ask him for more. Like I have a simple testimony. One day I was like, you know, I really want to experience you more. Like I want to have a deeper relationship with you, Holy Spirit. So how does that work? And it was like, oh, just start talking to him because he's already present.
Right.
Right. And, he will pour himself and reveal himself more to you just by asking.
When you said that, it's like Holy Spirit actually just spoke a word to you. He says, don't settle for less.
Right.
Settle. You require more. And so there's really a key there. Like, we're not settling into, well, I got Holy Spirit, and some people will be like, oh yeah, I prayed in tongues.
You're right.
You know, it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, don't settle for that.
Yeah.
I got word of knowledge once.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't settle. No, he wants us to be fully invested with him and in him.
Yeah.
Not just partial.
And,
What you're referencing, I think of it as like the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, being set apart completely to the Holy Spirit as a living sacrifice. And I was brought up as Baptist, and I believe like cessation or the gifts of the Spirit have stopped, and he already lives in you when you got saved. What more do you really want? You know, like I believe that whole thing. But I was first exposed to being filled with the Spirit through like a Wesleyan book where it was talking about his deeper work in us. That's what the book is called. And it was just like, it quoted 1 Thessalonians 5, where it said, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be set apart and be made blameless to the day of Jesus. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it.
Right.
He will take complete ownership of you.
Yes.
And so like, if somebody's listening and they're like, oh, I don't know, is this all there is? Well, probably not. You know, like you can yield and be like, if I just receive, like it says in Galatians 3, just hear the promise with faith. He's going to take over whatever I put on the altar.
Yeah.
Whatever. If I offer myself and I say, Holy Spirit, take my life, fill me, you know, which I did when I was 23. Mm-hmm. And I was like possessed by him as like the best way to put it. Like you still retain your will and everything,
but
it's intense when actually the form of your godliness receives power and he will consume your life. It will be something he continually is like, offer again,
right?
Open again, because he's so open,
right?
Yeah,
he's so open, and he wants us to be to be open.
That's mm-hmm. so good.
I think like what you said about his joy is so true, and even like his weeping and his grief and his Absolutely. Compassion.
Oh yeah.
He's perfect relationally. Like he's yeah. perfect. He's so vulnerable, like in the dove sense in oh, that way.
Right.
But of course he's the power of God's fire, you know, and everything. But right. he's so open in love, and he's so free, and he's so given over to the Father and the Son. He's uh-huh. he's so submitted.
Right.
And yet he's so powerful. Like you can just learn so much from inviting him to take
yes.
to like, yeah, I need you to sanctify me, Lord, because I'm not doing so good sanctifying myself.
Right.
Like, all I can do is put myself on this altar
sure.
and trust that you will come. And
I love that yeah. scripture that you brought up mm-hmm. in Thessalonians, because mm-hmm. it, you know, when you think about it, he's saying, and I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body. So mm-hmm. he's acknowledging the whole person,
right?
Right. Our whole being, if you will, be preserved, blameless or kept and, to the coming of the Lord mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. And that's by Holy Spirit. That's right. the only way that's actually going to happen. And the mm-hmm. part that really, when you started quoting the scripture, really got to me was that he's intricately involved in every part of our body as soul mm-hmm. and spirit.
Mm.
A lot of times we as Christians will be like, well, that's my spiritual thing.
Right.
Right. And that's my physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my soulish things, my mm-hmm. intellect, my emotions. And God, he's, you know, Holy Spirit, he wants to be relational in every component.
That's right.
In every part.
Yeah.
So spirit, our new spirit born of God, incorruptible, that's easy, right? It's its place of habitation. Mm-hmm. And he can move us mm-hmm. or communicate with us directly there. And we sense that. We get that.
Right.
But then our soul. Like, you know, being yielded to his moving into our right. soul or our body, because I believe,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that transformation that someday will actually happen in the twinkling of an eye at the last, I mean, you know, Holy Spirit's like right in it, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like, oh, we're here. We've been waiting, mm-hmm. you know? And so there's a great,
completely
great thing that's happening there.
Yeah.
But I just love that when you mentioned it, David, is that there's like your whole person he's interested in. Mm. He's not just interested in using you for something.
No,
right.
No.
He wants to join you in everything. Like,
I was going to say earlier, he leads us, like you said, and he also follows us.
Yes.
These signs follow those who believe.
Yes.
Right.
And he'll partner with us what we're doing. Uh-huh. You know, obviously we're supposed to yield that back to him. Mm-hmm. We're obeying his command to make disciples, and he's going to coach us how to do it. He's going to lead us and empower us. But he's just with us.
Yeah.
Like he's in us, obviously. He's as close as our own lungs, our own breath. You know,
right.
yeah.
We don't always keep that in mind. We don't always set our mind on the spirit.
Mm.
If we did, it would be life and peace. But
right.
instead, we set our mind on the sensual things.
Yeah,
and we're not actually thinking about what is the Holy Spirit saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually here. How do I yield to him like that? And I think that's probably the key practice in discipleship is coming back into communion with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. Like you just got to kind of stay close to your friend.
Right.
Like Pastor Bob mentioned.
Right.
But we're like, oh, I know how to do this now.
Right.
Oh.
I know how to teach now.
Yep.
I know how to read the Bible. Right. I know.
I got this.
I've prayed before.
Here, hold my Bible. I got this.
I got
yeah.
this.
Yeah. And we, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, there's such a beauty in when you are ministering with him.
Mm.
And I use that word pretty liberally, ministering with
right.
him, because it's our life, right?
Sure.
When we're living our life with him, put it that way, we leave a trail and a fragrance behind us that is unmistakable.
Mm-hmm.
Like people get it. They go, oh yeah, that was good. People that don't even know God will be like, what just happened to us?
Right.
right. Like, because they got visited by the Lord.
Yeah.
And you allowed yourself to be joined with him and yielded to him at a level where people are now actually in their lives being affected by
right.
him. Because, yes, it's just like the Old Testament. They weren't, Holy Spirit wasn't, he was with them but not in them.
Mm.
Well, guess what? When we walk into a place, we're with them.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit's with them.
Right.
And they get affected by him. It's the craziest
yeah.
thing. They get, they sense, and then they're like, you know, what was with that? What happened? I mean, they identify with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, as people there, but there's something more going on.
Right.
And they don't get, you know, a lot of times they don't understand why or how or
sure.
why did you you know, how did you have that effect on me?
Mm.
And why? And they try to naturalize it.
Sure.
But I actually think that's Holy Spirit just doing his thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they may be experiencing you. You know, one thing that came to mind is that as Holy Spirit's forming us, and speaking of the soul now, he's actually forming our personality, right? We all kind of have a default way of being, a default way of thinking. Mm-hmm. But then when we get into the Word and we yield to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit starts to fine tune us. And let's say he says, hey, Jeremiah, your tendency to get angry about this, let's mm-hmm. work on that. And I'm going to massage that out of your life. But instead, I'm going to put temperance into you. I'm going to work temperance into your life. And he starts giving us gifts.
Yeah.
Right. He is a gift, but he also gives gifts. It's amazing. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all giving gifts to us.
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. He is. And he distributes freely as we, you know, again, continue to yield our lives. But then it's neat to see the fruit of that, right? Show up in those moments of conversation. Of course, he is there. The piece, people always take it into a natural thing, like, wow, that Bob guy, he's really, really nice, and he's really, really this.
They don't know.
And we're like, we're like, no, that's really, really the Holy Spirit through him. So it's so cool. Like, I've heard people say, like, oh, well, I could never be like that, or oh, I'm just this way, or I'm just that way. And it's like, just stay in there.
Yeah.
And invite the Holy Spirit to work in that area. Like, maybe you haven't invited him into that area to work. And so you've grieved him or held him at bay, so to speak, for him to come in and actually renovate mm-hmm. that area of your soul and turn it around and make something beautiful out of something that was dead and decaying, which is really incredible. So I want to ask David, in the context of what I was kind of just saying, what in the most recent days, like let's say in the last year, what is one experience that you've had with the Holy Spirit that you could share where he's actually talked to you about you?
He's talked to me about me.
Oh, put on the spot.
Yeah, I just think when it comes to, I'm just trying to think, like, really just patience. Like, it's just so glaringly obvious and, like, that I'm just not patient. It's like, okay, like, you know, look at it different. And he revealed to me, everywhere that you are struggling with impatience, you're not being a shepherd. Hmm. You know, like you're not looking at it as a shepherd would. Like you're actually trying to force a result, where instead of trying to get a bunch of sheep from point A to point C, which takes a long time,
okay,
and takes a different mindset, and takes a different mentality, and you want all of them to get there. Well, no. Like you're actually just trying to get there and, you know, as soon as you can and finish it, which is like, a workman-like mentality or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. an efficiency mindset, where he's like, if you're actually a shepherd of your family, your kids, your church, like these people that I put in your hands, you gotta take a chill pill here. You know, you gotta actually like lighten up a little bit, and you gotta open up. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say lighten up, but just like, but open up and see them.
Mm-hmm.
And see what they're dealing with,
right?
And see and ask yourself, do you want to get there or do you want everyone to get there?
Hmm.
You know, and like you're going to need to be patient. You're going to need to cultivate that.
Right.
And that's what a shepherd is about. It's not like smashing the sheep with the crook until they do what you want. Like
right.
You only do that sometimes, you know, and he'll do that, you know. But that's like the most recent thing that he spoke. And mm-hmm. it's been speaking into almost every area of my life.
Okay.
And I don't think there's really more until we get that one. Like he's just, that's a very essential one that he's really trying to get me to come along with. And,
right.
you know, hopefully I'll let him do that.
Yeah.
You know, let him shepherd me so I can, cause that's what he's done all my life. I mean, how many times have I gone off the beaten path and done something that was inefficient or stupid mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. wasted time. And he's always been like, weave that one in, you know, and, you know, get back on track. Anyway, that's just something very
recent. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. How about you, Dad? Anything recently? I mean, I know he probably told you something before we started the podcast, but
straighten up and
fly
right.
Don't say that, right?
Don't say
There's that. Time where the Holy Spirit says, "Oop," forbids us.
Zip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, he's been reminding me to care, much along the same lines, for some people who I didn't want to care for.
Hmm.
Did I just say that?
You did.
Oh man,
hope we're laughing just because we all resonate.
With no, that. Well, okay. No, I didn't feel like it.
Mm.
That was the thing.
Sure,
it was like, oh, this is gonna be, is gonna be work, and then Holy Spirit, he's like, yeah, I spend time with you, digging through your stuff with a big shovel,
right?
And you know, you can spend a little time with my people, helping them dig through some of their stuff.
Sure.
And it's a I'm being very transparent because it's a rough thing to say, right? I'm supposed to be a pastor, you know.
Are these people in this room now that you're talking?
Sometimes. Yeah, probably. Wait a minute. I think I'm one of those people.
Flesh and blood did not reveal
talk
this
to you about you for a second.
But that is a tough thing because the whole relational component of Holy Spirit of Him requires a interface with Him. And then when He brings us into His realm, He requires us to interface relationally.
Right.
Engage people like on a true sense, not just like, oh yeah, that's good.
Sure.
Oh yeah, thanks. You know, but to actually weep with those that weep, all right? Rejoice with those that rejoice. Like those are serious things that we should, they're great things too, but they're things that he has to move us into that place and affect our life to be able to yield to that place.
Yeah.
And so that's a tough, too many tough questions. Should you give me a little easier question?
Well, let's ask Jeremiah. What's something recent that
do that.
I'll do the Jesus thing. Question the questioner.
Yes.
Yeah. What's something he's been showing you?
Well, I'll say for the last year and a half, I know it's not recent, but I'll tie it into the recent. For the last year and a half, I've just been, I want to say studying, but I really should say exploring with the Holy Spirit, who He is, what He does, what He's like, what's His nature, what's His assignment. I've just been asking all kinds of questions, and I speak to Him. You know, oftentimes we say like, oh, you know, I was just talking to the Lord, and I learned He is Lord of my life. Right. And Jesus is Lord of the church and God, Father God is Lord over all. And so I speak to the Lord of my life, Holy Spirit, daily and talk to Him about all kinds of things and intentionally knowing I'm talking to Holy Spirit. I'm not just talking to God and I'm not sure which one that is. That's become, and that's not bad. I mean, if anybody is talking to God, great, you should be, but there's another revelation of the different persons in the Godhead. Absolutely. And you can develop a unique relationship with each one of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's been very profound. I mean, I was filled with the Holy Spirit at age 5. I had a really wild experience. My hands were up as a little kid. My eyes were closed, but it felt like a light was coming towards me. Like if you put a flashlight right up to my face, I felt a light come towards me. And then I started praying in tongues. And I've prayed in tongues ever since. And that's cool. And then there's been other little impartations and other, I'll say manifestations or fruit of the Holy Spirit working in my life as I've continued to yield to Him. And in that process, I've always known who the Holy Spirit was, but then He revealed Himself to me. And I was like, whoa, He's not a dove. Like, I don't know why I thought He was, I knew He's the power of God. He's a spirit, you know, it was a person, right? Who has a personality and a will. And, but I always, the Bible always like in my mind, I always saw a dove until I read the scriptures again that said He was descending. This is after Jesus comes out of the water, right? After being baptized, Spirit of God descends on Him like a dove, which is more of like, figurative.
In the manner of a dove.
In the manner of a dove, like descending, but in the form of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so it denotes person.
Sure.
And when I read that, it's almost like, whoa, okay. And so then I just started talking to Him like I would a man. Mm-hmm. Like I would talk to my spiritual dad or my brother, my best friend, David here. And that is just every day is totally different. It's like if I was rolling around with my friend and I ran into somebody who I had a problem with, I probably wouldn't give him the cold shoulder. If Jesus was standing right next to me, I'd be like, hey, how are you? I'd go all Ned Flanders, right? Hey, diddly-doo, neighbor. I'd go like full-blown, like Jesus, you know, like fanatic. Yeah. And I was like, wow, how far am I like that I don't demonstrate the love of God, or I don't allow the fruit of the Spirit to be on display, and thinking that God's not with me. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit's like, I'm with you everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go. So to my personal modern day, like the most recent revelation I've had is that no matter what we do, no matter what hardship, no matter what crap is going on or I'm getting myself into, right? Whatever I'm getting into, it doesn't. See, some people think he's a dove that gets skittishly scared away, and he's not. He's the power of God that is inside of me. And even though I might be resisting him or quenching his ability, like I put a blanket over his ability, so to speak, and dampen it so that it doesn't have its potency and powerful effect on my life, I can resist that and go in my own strength. But when I choose to take the cover off, so to speak, with my with my yieldedness, and I just say, okay, I yield to what you like to do and form in me, because you're forming something. He's always forming in us. So that's the way I say it nowadays. What are you forming in me? I yield to it. Show me where I need to give this up, and show me where I need to go, where I need to stop and where I need to go. Like, guide me. And like back to your guide thing, right?
Yeah.
And so when I do that, I actually have a sense like he's directing my day.
Yeah.
Like I have that sense like, oh, I should be here. I respond so much more sweetly to my family or to, you know, coworkers or whatever. And it's just, that's been my latest, I want to say, journey, you know, with my best companion, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I love him. He's amazing.
He's a sneaky guy.
Oh yeah.
He's like, you'd be there and you're like, he's like, hey, tell him about me.
Yeah. Pray for them. Pray for them. I'm at the checkout line. I'm just trying to get my groceries. Pray for them. Oh, bah, 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 bah. Yeah. You know, it's so amazing. So David, what would be one thing if you had to encourage people about the Holy Spirit, what would be one of the things that you would say to them today? I know there's much. What is Holy Spirit putting on your heart?
I think you're never alone. And that's a great thing. Mm. You're never alone. And even if you don't feel him in your senses, he is present in the Spirit. The Spirit is not the same as your senses. Right. It's not the same as your intellectual mindset. It's not the same as your emotions. He said, I will not leave you or forsake you. You know, he said, I'll be with you forever. Well, Jesus said that about him. Mm-hmm. He's with you. Mm-hmm. And he wants to inspire you. I think that was something that came out earlier. And that just means to breathe in you. I think like Abram, right? His name was changed to Abraham. The only difference was the right? And so it's he's breathed on his life, right? He had the inspiration of God. He had the call of God on his life. And so I believe I meet with the Holy Spirit most frequently just, you know, reading the book that he ghost wrote,
right?
He Holy Ghost wrote the Bible. That is inspired by the Holy Spirit,
right,
according to 2 Peter 1.
Right.
And you actually get to read the book with the author. Mm. And so if you're a Bible nerd like myself, you can get someone to help you interpret the Bible. That's what God has given you, an anointing that teaches you all things. And so why even read the Bible without asking for his help? Mm. Like every time you open up your phone app or your physical Bible, you say, Holy Spirit, I want you to teach me what you meant in this, or what Paul meant, or what you were inspiring this person to say. Because he interprets spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Mm. So let him, as you meditate on his word, it might not be the first time you read it, but as you take something and you go, I don't understand this, the Holy Spirit will teach that to you.
Right.
And he'll say, this is what it is. This is how you apply it. Here's where your life doesn't line up with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He'll convict you, you know,
nice. Mm.
Where a lot of times we're like, I want to hear from the Holy Spirit. People are like, God's not talking to me, but they're not meditating in the scripture. and they're not engaging. Right. You have to engage with the Holy Spirit, with the one who is always with you.
Yeah.
You can, it's like, you know, if you have a marriage that's a complete transactional relationship and there's no intimacy, mm-hmm. you could be with your spouse and never interact,
right.
never ask their opinion, never do anything together really, mm-hmm. but just you're always on your phone in the same room.
Right.
And that's how a lot of times I, to be honest, have operated with the Holy Spirit, where if I want to engage with him, I know there's a couple surefire things I can do. I can open up the word and begin to meditate. To me, that's the most fruitful. Mm-hmm. Second, I can just really press into praying in the Holy Spirit. I can pray in tongues. I can groan. I can weep if it's there. I can journal out whatever's sure. on my heart and just say, God, I want to meet with you. I can fast and say there's nothing more important mm-hmm. than that we reharmonize our relationship, Holy
That's
Spirit.
That's good.
There's so many ways. If I really want to walk with him, I can. But yeah. but I know I'm the problem. Like you're saying, I'm the one driving the dove off or whatever. But he's not. He's in you, right?
Right.
He's as near as that little hummingbird right by your ear, you know, and he wants to just be welcomed back in.
Yeah.
But we can drive him off. I mean, we drove him away in the Old Testament. They drove the glory, the chabod, right? The mm-hmm. the Shekinah glory, the Spirit of God. They drove it out. And he's right. like, I've been driven from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to come back. He will come back in a heartbeat.
Right.
But you know, we have to realize we have a responsibility and we have things that we engage with in this relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I know that was a long answer.
I love that.
No, hopefully that's great some answer.
Tools for somebody.
That was awesome. Those are great answers.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
So many thoughts about Holy Spirit. He's just great. You were mentioning about him leading us in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it's really good to actually pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit for yeah. a while before you get in the word.
Mm.
Maybe even while you're in the word and maybe after.
Yeah, yeah. Just without praying. Ceasing, maybe.
But maybe yeah. without ceasing.
Maybe always.
but I believe that he can really speak to you then.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when it's him because that word becomes alive.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out
yeah.
of the off out of the scriptures into our life.
That's right.
And all of a sudden it's rhema.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, we're just getting information. It becomes that that inspirational yes,
exactly,
thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that the when you were talking and you know about Holy Ghost, I was mm-hmm. thinking it's sad that the world has like co-opted that and now made it like, oh, they're ghosting you. And Holy Spirit doesn't ghost you.
He's right.
right? He never so does
good.
That.
No,
he's
good.
Like
he kind of haunts you.
He kinda, yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. I ain't afraid of no ghost. It's like you should be.
Yeah.
but he's like not gonna. He's doesn't want to separate himself from us.
That's
we
right.
tend to separate ourselves
yeah.
from mm-hmm. him.
That's
yeah.
right.
Our heart yeah. is, you know, found far pulling away from him.
Right.
But in light of Holy Spirit and us talking about mm-hmm. Holy Spirit today, and before we close, I have an assignment from Holy Spirit for both of you.
Okay.
Pastor David, I'd like you to give a short but great call to Jesus,
yeah.
to for people listening,
yeah.
because you really can't be filled with Holy Spirit unless you actually have Jesus,
right?
So I think to take care of stuff, because I believe there may be people who listen who don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's always a possibility. I'm sure right. a vast number of our million or 2 million, you know, followers
right.
have, you know, or whatever number that is, they have God, they have Jesus in their life.
Yeah.
And so, but if for the few that don't, I'd like you to give salvation a call to salvation. And then JT, I'd like you to introduce him to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So is that okay to do?
Yes.
Okay. We'll yield. Hallelujah.
So because of our sin, we've been separated from God. We've all chosen to do things that are against our conscience and against the word of God, even against our own standards of what's right and wrong. And that creates a separation between us and a holy God, holy set apart. Like we're talking about the Holy Spirit. That means set apart in absolute purity. Mm-hmm. And so we can never bridge that gap. But God himself in the person of his son,
yeah,
Jesus,
yeah.
before he was Jesus, he decided to assume human nature,
yeah.
integrate God and man, to incarnate God.
Mm-hmm.
He became fully God and fully man. And he lived the life we could never live. In perfect purity before God. Humanity's capable of holiness in its original state, and he fulfilled that holy, righteous life on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And then he handed himself over to the powers of darkness. He handed himself over to the punishment of sin, to be forsaken of God where I deserve to be, where you deserve to be apart from God. Mm-hmm. And he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was cut off from the land of the living, and he died the death that we all should have died in payment of our sins. Mm-hmm. But he did not stay dead. He harrowed hell, as it says in the traditions. Yeah, yeah. He actually broke the power of death, and he took the keys back from Satan himself, and he rose humanity from the dead.
Yeah.
He rose mankind from death to eternal life, and he brought light and immortality to life through the gospel. And the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart, God has raised him from the dead.
Yes.
Which truly happened in history with witnesses. Over 500 saw him alive at one point. The 12 apostles died rather than say they did not witness the risen Christ. Mm-hmm. So if you want eternal life and immortality, realize that Jesus broke death and come under his lordship.
Wow.
Yes, become a son through faith, but come under his lordship because we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And if you receive him as some kind of pocket Jesus that you can pull out wherever you want, you're not confessing Jesus is Lord. Mm-hmm. That's the salvation call. Anything else grieves the Holy Spirit. And so if you want the Christ to live in you and to dwell upon you, to be the Christ means the anointed one.
Right.
If you want to be anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit, you receive him as Savior and you receive him as Lord today.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that means repent of your sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that call, David. The Holy Spirit, as David was speaking, just prompted me to say that salvation is an invitation. And we receive that invitation by faith. We just choose to believe. God will bring understanding and knowledge and wisdom after faith, but faith always precedes God's moving and God's working. And so just like salvation and that call that went out to receive Christ as your Savior, it's the same with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's a simple invitation to receive him. Oftentimes when we're leading people to receive the Holy Spirit, we just simply say, hey, just ask the Holy Spirit to say, hey, I want to receive you. Like, just make that simple confession. Mm-hmm. And when you say that with faith, believing that he's going to come to you, he will. He will come to you, and he won't just be with you. He'll be in you because there's that new spirit that you have, born of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You have an eternal now new spirit that the Holy Spirit, who is also eternal, can come and live in. The Bible says he makes his abode with us. He comes to live and dwell and commune with us. And he brings you power. He brings you clarity. Anybody experiencing confusion, Holy Spirit can clean those cobwebs like nobody can. And he can do it fast. And he gives us power to overcome sin and overcome traps and overcome devices of the enemy. He empowers us and he leads us into all truth, like what David was saying with the Bible. Like, sometimes we've read the word in the past without Holy Spirit and we're just like, this doesn't make sense, right? Mm-hmm. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It doesn't understand his words. It doesn't understand his ways. It actually fights and kicks against it. But with Holy Spirit says, here's how.
Right.
And he gives us ears to hear and eyes to see. So I just declare ears to hear and eyes to see as Holy Spirit is imparted now in the name of Jesus, the witness and the promise, the paraclete, the companion, the convictor. He's the convictor. And he shows us areas where we're off target and we're off base and we're actually going into an unfruitful way of living. And instead of producing fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, et cetera, and also then exhibiting the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The only way to operate according to kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. Right. Mm-hmm. And so Spirit has to be at work in you. So we just pray today and we release by faith the Holy Spirit into your life to a greater measure, that you would understand him as a person, your personal companion in anything that you go through, highs and lows, that he is there empowering you and speaking to you and guiding you into all truth. We just release that to you today in the name of Jesus.
Wow, guys. Mm. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Mm. Taking that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and thank you all for joining us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll close. What do you think? We just seal by the power of Holy Spirit what's happened today. And it's interesting while you were both sharing, it struck me that we didn't teach today. Hmm. We really just shared our relationship with Holy Spirit and who he is. And I pray that we got that across to you when you're listening, and that you will really enjoy that relationship with him, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's good. So God bless you all, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode. And for more information, go to spiritschoolofministry.com.